So if you're here on the West Coast and you are, say, up in the middle of the night, you have probably heard this.
This is Brooke Shields, and I got my radio station on for Rodney on the Rock.
That's Brooke Shields IDing one of rock music's most iconic radio shows. Rodney on the Rock has been on the air in Los Angeles since 1976, when Rodney Bingenheimer first began hosting the show on KROQ, or K-Rock.
Yeah, with Rodney's help, K-Rock became first in the nation to popularize punk and new wave and alternative rock in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And through that program, he introduced some unknown acts who would become some of the biggest stars in rock, like Van Halen, who appeared on the show over a year before the band even released its first record.
This is the first radio play we've ever got, and we couldn't have done it without you either, Rodney.
Van Halen, a band who would own radio during the 80s, got their start on Rodney's program in 1976, after he discovered them in a West Hollywood nightclub. And that's not the only band he'd introduced the nation to. There's also Oasis, Joan Jett, The Ramones, and Coldplay, whose lead singer thanked Rodney in a documentary for helping them out as an unknown band.
He's the man around there. Played Coldplay before anybody else, you know. Thanks, so we owe you.
Well, we have come to this. Rodney is hosting his final Rodney on the Rock this weekend after over 40 years on the air. His last show is going to be early Monday morning, or as it has always been known on Rodney's show, Sunday night from 12 to 3.
Every Sunday night from 12.